I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. Tonight I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down the way of life, I'm fighting and talking down to me. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing do on it. When you're running down my country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
I'm going to use blunt language. What?
I read about some squirrely guy who claims he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They learn our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. When they're running down, they're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down with life, I'm fighting in a far dive deep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning. You run down my country, man, you're walking on. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning. And you're running down my country, man. You're walking on the fighting side of me.
Yes, when you're running down my country, you're walking down the fighting side of me. And that's the name of this program here on AltRightTV.com or LightResistanceRadio.com. You can reach us through either portal. I'm going to play an excellent talk that was given last week at the end of lockdown rally in Vancouver. Sorry, in Kelowna. it was a great meeting. The authorities did try to stop it. The Interior Department of Health, of course, is a strong opponent of those of us who question the ridiculous, arbitrary, totalitarian lockdown. So is the Minister of Health for British Columbia, who will not even answer clear leader Dave Lindsay's messages or questions. Citizens' questions simply ignored. There were some very good talks given last weekend. And here's a talk given by Gary Fong.
I have the honor about this afternoon to introduce
5G.
A gentleman that I, again, hold in high esteem. And came across knowledge of him from a friend sharing a video, because I have been studying about 5G, even though it's not supposed to be actually in existence in the area. So this gentleman is a resident of Los Angeles, or was a resident of Los Angeles till 2000. He has a background in physics and medicine. His studies included radiology and nuclear medicine at UCLA Medical School before transferring to UC Santa Barbara to earn a degree in pharmacology. Gary is well versed in radiology and its effects on health. He has a diverse background, which can be seen in Wikipedia, and has authored best-selling books, and I'm going to encourage everyone to read those. And he currently is a screenwriter of feature films in Hollywood, for those of you that are Hollywood buffs. So I would like everyone to welcome this part of our session, our assembly, to Mr. Gary Fong.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It is such a wonderful feeling to be here. You know, every time I come to these things, the crowd just grows. This one's double the size of the one before it. And it's awesome. And you know, people think that we're going to be angry, right? They think we're going to be cynical spreaders. I love that new phrase that I just learned, cynical spreaders. It sounds really nasty, but they think we're going to be angry. And looking out on the crowd, I see nothing but love and community. I mean, I think we're all here to party because we're celebrating people who feel like we do. And there's a lot of hope that's coming. And, you know, it's very interesting. One of my best friends, he was actually the best man at my wedding. I told him that I was going to be speaking here, and he was poo-pooing it because, well, let me tell you a little bit about him. He's been inside his house for 3.5 months, has not left the front door. He has his groceries delivered to the front door, at which point he puts on gloves and then disinfects all the groceries, and then he eats them, whatever he has. And I said, well, do you exercise? No, because the gym's closed. Okay, you just sit around all day. What do you do? And he goes, I watch the news. And I went, oh, wow, okay. Well, you know, the interesting thing about him, and the reason why I wanted to bring him up, is because he has been close friends with Bobby Kennedy Jr. for 30 years. His sister actually married Ted Kennedy, Victoria Reggie Kennedy, and my friend, Dennis, said that, oh, what's Bobby saying now? And I said, well, do you read his Instagram? He goes, you know, we all just ignore Bobby because he's anti-vax. And all the Kennedys do. And I said, so what's he doing now? And I told him a little bit. I said, you know, he had this Instagram post, and it was just not well received. You know, 500,000 angry comments, Kill Bill, you know, things like that. And he said, what are they saying about Bill Gates? And I said, oh, you know, there's the thing about the 666 patent and the microchip and the blockchain currency and all that. And he goes, that's crazy. And I said, well, I mean, he doesn't make stuff up. He shows actual documents. And he said, I know Bill Gates. Bill Gates is the nicest man on the planet. All he cares about is curing AIDS in Africa. So he goes, you know, so... go, I mean, I love you like a brother. Go do your things and, you know, just kind of spread the conspiracy theories. But you're not a doctor. Anthony Fauci is a medical doctor. Now, he's the leading infectious expert in the United States, so I'll listen to him. And I was like going, okay, well, that's very interesting because, I don't know if you've all noticed, but around 2012, we all got kind of a shift in awareness. And it's kind of sparsely known as the Age of Aquarius, where there was a shift in age where basically the top of the Earth kind of went into a new constellation, which was called Aquarius. And Aquarius is very dense. It has a lot of nebula. It has a lot of supernova, whereas Pisces was very sparse and spread out. So what happened is when you're in this vast desert, you actually get identified by putting up signposts or city borders or whatever. So what happened in the last 20 years is that there were what I call labels and containers. And so you could say, I am anti-vax, or I won't wear a mask. Well, if you don't wear a mask, then you're not going to vax, and you're not, you know, and you're all for, 5G. It becomes very binary, but we saw that actually dissolve as we got into 2012. And all of a sudden, people started to kind of like dissolve all the expectations, boundaries, labels, and you started to see people thinking for themselves. And that was really kind of a cool thing until we got to the last few years, in which I call the last bastion of Pisces, which is the patriarch that's trying to take control, that's trying to push everybody down. But what they're finding out now is it's not working. I've got so many friends that are freaking out going, oh my God, and did you hear this? They're doing this with children. And I'm like, Okay, they've been doing that for 100 years. You're only finding out about it now. That should be celebration, really. How do you think they feel? Do you think, President Clinton likes that there's an affidavit about him jumping into a stateroom with a young girl on Jeffrey Epstein's plane? So many things are coming to light. Everything's just kind of collapsing for those people. And that's why I'm so happy. Because I know all about the New World Order and everything like that. And sometimes we get a little bit nutty, okay? Sometimes people go too far. I saw this one lady, she's like going, watch this post before it gets taken down. Because you got to see this, you got to see this. Because Victoria's Secret lingerie, I cut this tag out and there's a tag with a number on it. And I was like going, you know, that's called an inventory control tag. They do that because they don't want to put the dongle on the little, you know, the tiny, tiny piece of fabric. And things like that kind of give people like us cynical spreaders a kind of a bad name. Because I really think it's important now at this moment to not spread panic, but actually gather with all of us that have like mind. And then just celebrate truly that it's not going to work. Now, we're going to take steps to kind of get there, but in the end, it can't work because everything is dissolving. You see it. I'm going to talk about 5G and the massive success that we've had here in Kelowna. And luckily, I've been helping a lot of people in other provinces. So I'm going to kind of tell you a little story about how I got involved in this entire thing. On May 28th, there was an article on Castanet, and it said, Kelowna's going to be the 5G pilot program city of Canada. And I thought, okay, well, that's kind of bad PR, considering that we're so tourism-driven. To say that we are a 5G city after what happened to Wuhan might not be a great thing. So I did a video, very, very cheerful video, and said, you know, this is really wonderful, sarcastic. That we're going to be this 5G pilot program city, and why wasn't the public informed of this? Why did they announce it on May 28 and then they activated it on June 1? So it went up for reasons I don't know. It went very viral, and for another reason that I do know, YouTube shut me down for a week. Now, I looked at the video. There was nothing that was, I didn't even say 5G was bad. I just said, I don't know if this is a really good idea because we care about tourism, we don't know enough about the health effects. All I do know is Céline Flamand from Brussels, Belgium said, I will not make my people guinea pigs for profit. And then all of a sudden, here's Colin Bazarin saying, hey, we are going to be the 5G pilot program city. So I got on the phone with YouTube and I said, hey, you guys have shut me down for a week. Now I have 153,000 subscribers. What happened? And they went through this whole thing about, no, sir, you shut it down. Look in the admin. And I said, I've never been in the admin probably for 6 years. Like, no, I didn't shut it down. Finally kicked upstairs two more levels, and they said that it was asked to be taken down by a government official. Now, this is the interesting thing, by the way. The one thing that really ticks off the, what was the first group? I know we're cynical spreaders. The first group was the, what was it called? Freedom Fighters. No, what? Oh, infection fighters, okay. The only one thing that'll like register is when you say that your video got taken down. I don't know, there's something about that. Oh, you know what's also weird about the United States? If you do not wear masks, it shows unity with Trump. And I'm not kidding. No, it really does. Right. And so the United States, as divided as it is, will look at you, because, you know, I'm from the United States, they'll look at you and then they'll completely turn off whatever. And that's why, like, you know, people say, well, come to this anti-5G thing or whatever. And I say, when you say anti-5G, those guys will look at us like, some people look at the people that stand in front of KGH picketing on Tuesday, you know, for life rights or whatever. You're not going to get people to flip. I have this one woman who's 8 months pregnant and madly in love with her partner until he said, we're going to get vaccinated. Now, she's like, no, we're not. And every time she brings him information that, you know, vaccination isn't good, he doubles down. And I said, you know what, it's impossible to flip those people. So for all of us, if we just live in our own truth and live in our own life, we're going to be just so much happier. So back to the towers. When that YouTube went up, when YouTube put my thing back on, I was called into the mayor's office, invited into the mayor's office. Now, Mayor Bazarin never did talk to me directly. He just sent me something like, I don't know why people are getting migraines and joint aches. Beats me. We're using the 4G LTE network. So I went in and met with them, and they said, no, there's no 5G in Kelowna. In fact, there won't be for another 5 to 10 years. I mean, I wrote that down in my notes when I was there, and then I put all my notes together and I sent it to them and I said, verify these notes. And they said, yes, there is no 5G in Kelowna. Well, that's kind of funny, because I had just received a bunch of photographs from a 5G installation guy who was working overtime during the lockdown, confused as to why he was an essential service. Okay, so focusing on one thing, and one thing I've learned in life, by the way, is to focus on the process. I was lucky enough to be in an emergency room when we had 6 ambulances come in, only one surgeon and myself, and he had to go straight into triage mode, and he picked which patients had to go to other hospitals, and he went down to the 2 patients, and I saw him, cool as a cucumber, one suture at a time. He saved all of the lives. I said, Bruce, how did you not freak the hell out knowing that all those lives were in your hand? And he said, you know, as emergency surgeons, we are trained to focus on the process and not the outcome. So what I've done is I've looked at the entire situation and I thought, I'm just going to focus on taking down tower antennas. If I can do that, if I can take down one tower, by the way, I did. Thank you. Yeah. A glorious 100-foot tower in Southeast Kelowna by Rogers, with an array of Huawei antennas in the blueprints, and took that down. And by the way, we are getting the Sikh landowners together because they control a big chunk of land. Yes, and they're the coolest people. I went to the Sikh temple Wednesday night, and you know, I wore the bandana, took off my shoes, and then I realized that we weren't going in the temple, we were going in the meeting rooms. They probably thought we were a bunch of idiots. But anyway, so here's the story. The first tower guy who put it on his land, I think it was 3 years ago, Tartan, Mr. Tartan. Guess what? He's dying of cancer. 3 different kinds of cancer. Then it went to Spears Road, which is also on farmland, and that was community opposition. Community just said, you know, no, and finally they took it down. The third one I got involved in because Mark Amorelli, he was a person who lived near that third tower, he said, this guy's going to let Rogers put a tower up. Can you possibly help me? And I said, tomorrow I'll have a YouTube for you. So I spent the whole night making this YouTube about the deleterious effects of 5G. And then he goes, guess what? They're going to Rogers and they're going to say no. So I had the awesome, yes. I went to City Hall with them and watched him as he slid over the cancellation permit. And if all I ever do is take down one tower, because I know what those towers do, they're deadly. Do you know how bad the towers are? Okay, because I do want to digress to that for just a second. If you don't know, and I don't want you to get all alarmist and everything like that, but let me tell you how deadly those towers are. So the towers, even if they're 4G LTE, they operate on 2.4 gigahertz. Guess what else operates on 2.4 gigahertz? Your microwave oven. Look it up, 2.4 gigahertz. So what happens is, imagine that you live in a house and you took the door off your microwave oven and just left it on all day. Do you think maybe that you might get migraines or maybe a little hotness, blurry eyes, maybe a little bit of infertility? A lot of these symptoms that they describe, hypoxia. Hypoxia is a very, very big symptom of microwave radiation exposure because people can't, their lungs are working fine. They can't breathe because there's a molecule called a porphyrin, and it's a translucent molecule. it absorbs the microwave energy and it buzzes so fast that oxygen can't attach to it. And porphyrin attaches to heme, which creates hemoglobin, which transports oxygen around our body. This is very simple. This is all just porphyrin. Porphyrin attaches to magnesium, which makes myoglobin, and that's why some of us have muscle aches or stiffness or difficulty with our hands. That's because we're having a hard time producing myoglobin. So these things are all very, very simple to understand once you know cell biology, once you know how the body transports oxygen. And there, I don't know if you heard that video that I did with that tattoo artist in right in the downtown core. He messaged me, and those of you, the few spotty of you, you know that I'm just a sucker for coming over. So if you say, Gary, can you measure my house? It's like, oh, I'll be right over, you know. And it's like, hey, can you meet at Starbucks? Yeah, I'll be right there. I always feel that there's an ancient Chinese thing that says, when a disciple needs a master, one will appear. So I don't know if you're going to be my master, so I just kind of hang around and wait for someone to call. But this man said that he, since June 6, he hasn't been able to use his hands. He has been having a hard time breathing, insane migraine headaches, really bad ringing in the ears. And I said, how'd you hear about me? He says, well, my chiropractor recommended me to you. Those of you who've seen my interviews, I've been on The Other Side of Midnight and a few shows that are hosted by physicians. And I'm one of those hobby physicians because I'm trained in that, but I don't have to be a clinician. See, like when I was a photographer, I was just constantly like going through clients, but I had no time to really experiment with a bunch of stuff because I had a full caseload. And that's what happens with a lot of physicians. So a lot of physicians are so busy, you know, you've heard like medical students or interns, they have to do 80-hour shifts or something like that. They don't have time to look up any of these alternative treatments for COVID or anything like that, or what happens to the cells when it's radiated by microwave energy. They're exhausted. So it you know what it really relies on? It relies on the internet. And the bad people, we know who they are. You know what they did that was wrong? They didn't shut off the internet in the first lockdown. Right? Like, how dumb can you be? You put the globe in a lockdown and you let them sit in their computers and then share things. Like, that's the one thing they should have done, is they should have shut the internet off, because that's how we all got together. Didn't we all see clips from something else? Right? So anyway, they are not that scary. Let me give you a proof as to why they're not that scary. Number one, the simulation in October. What was called? Agenda Meeting 2030 or whatever. It was Johns Hopkins, Bill and Melinda Foundation. Event 201, right? Okay, do you know why they did that? Because they didn't know how we were going to react. They wanted to watch the comments because it was online stream. They didn't know, you know, how we would react. That's why they did the simulation. They don't know how powerful we are. And that's why they're kind of scared. And okay, I have a tiny little informant who works in the engineering group at the Microsoft blockchain. Okay, so you didn't hear this from me. He told me that there's a lot of dissension in the upper ranks. There's two different groups of thinking. One, someone said earlier that these guys have been doing this for hundreds of years, and they have. It's the same cabal. One is to say, let's wait 50 years because things are getting kind of gnarly. Everything's coming out. And another group that wants to speed it up because they've already put the investments out. You know, when I see a big tower, you know what I see? I see 5 years from now that thing rusty and falling apart. If those towers freak you out, picture it as rusty and falling apart, because that's what's going to happen, and here's why. In Kelowna alone, if I'm successful, and I'm 100% sure that I am, in getting the Sikh farm owners to block off that chunk of farmland, then you don't have continuous 5G service. You have a blackout area. Well, that's kind of tough for driverless cars, don't you think? I mean, the two value propositions for 5G are, number one, driverless cars. Number two, remote surgery. I'm sorry, but if I need brain surgery, I will paddle across that lake to get to you. I don't want you to Zoom call in wearing your virtual reality glasses and robot hands and cut my brain open. I think I can make it to you, or I'll pay you to make it to me. So all we need is some Russian kid to hack into the brain surgeon Zoom session and just go, wah, 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 to someone's brain, and guess what? That's the end of remote surgery forever. All we need is for a Tesla to be driving down an intersection when there's a glitch and it goes into a Starbucks. We've had two 737 Maxes crash, okay? And they grounded the entire fleet worldwide and stopped the production. So what makes you think that 5G is going to work? 5G can be interrupted by heavy rainfall, the leaves of trees, a flock of seagulls. 5G is extremely high frequency, so it's like a tweeter on a speaker set. You know, the subwoofer, I can hear that across the lake if someone's on a boat. But a tweeter, you go behind a wall and you can't hear it anymore. So that's why those crazy little radios have to be so close to your house, because they're very, very high frequency. Of course, that causes a health risk, because you're in the beam of this exposure 24 hours a day, very, very close distance, and high frequency. So, but the other thing, though, too, is for the 5G network to work, Internet of Things, driverless vehicles, all that other stuff, it has to be a continuous grid. And if we can screw that up by giving them the dark side of the moon, where all our beautiful sea landowners are. It was so funny, because I've never been inside, you know, a lot of, I went in there, oh, hey, Mark. I went in there with Mark. Mark invited me. And went in there, and it was like going, God, this is so cool. They weren't the friendliest looking group of people, but I just could feel this amazing beauty, because you know what? They love their children. And I think that's, I mean, I'm a dad. My kids are 8 years old. Mark's a dad. We're all, so many of us are parents. And really, that's why we're here. So the one thing that I'd like to say is, number one, 5G will never work. It's just never going to work. So don't worry about it. If I don't lift a finger, it's never going to work. Now, unfortunately, this happened three or four weeks ago. My kids go to Aberdeen, and one of the moms, a close friend of all of us, she was on her boat in the Okanagan, and she started texting, I've got incredibly bad migraine headaches. I have no idea what's going on. Something's wrong. And then she stopped texting. Well, so her friends paddleboarded out to her boat. Her kids, I think, were 4, 6, and 8 on the boat, crying because mama was down. And they got there, and she was barely responsive. They called the ambulance, and she died. Now, this is a woman in her 40s, like, always wearing Lulu, you know, just like always. She would be here with us. And she died of a brain aneurysm. Now, migraine headaches are the first thing that happens when you walk into the downtown core. Have you walked around 300 block of Bernard lately? It's a freaking ghost town. And I went down there, and I walked down there with my friend, and I said, okay, don't make stuff up. Let's just walk and see what happens, you know, if anything happens. She goes, oh my gosh, my eyes feel salty. Okay. Yeah, they're really dry. All right. Ooh, I feel like my chest is tightening, and I'm breathing faster, right? Okay, so, and I said, all right, just, you know, if nothing else happens. And then she said, we've got to sit down. So we sat down, and, you know, kind of goofy. The next day, I went and had a nosebleed that wouldn't stop. Now, I don't have nosebleeds, so it's pretty bad around Bernard. Now, because I write fiction, here's my scenario that I would write for what happened on Bernard. Let's just take a play-by-play. First thing they say is, we are going to be installing a traffic surveillance LIDAR system to track pedestrian habits, public transit pickup points, trash collection, so they put that down without notifying anybody. It's like, okay. I went to City Hall and asked them, why do we need this? And he said, oh, well, the first responders, the medical ambulance, paramedics, they love it. I said, why do they love it? He said, because they like having the information when they arrive on the scene. Like, what information? You know, school bus versus bicycle. School bus was going 20 miles an hour, according to the LIDAR. Grab the extra bottle of gauze. I don't know why you need... In emergency medicine, we are triage people. We look, we assess, we do something. It's not that hard. We don't need advanced information. But it was just like, you know, so that was that. So I said, okay, well, so traffic surveillance. Guess what happened 3 weeks later? You guys know. They put up concrete barricades and blocked it off to traffic. Okay, so why did they do that? Now, here's the weird thing. They took all of the, you know, there's patio dining, and you see next to the sidewalk. You've seen it. They took all the tables out in the middle of the street so that the servers would have to walk across the sidewalk to get to these little caged off areas in the middle of the street to serve. That's weird, right? Then I went down there with my EMF meter, freaking thing like squealed at me. I had it sitting by me and went 2,100 square meter, milliwatts per square meter. And I was like looking at it and going, okay, this can't be happening. But you could see it go, woo! And I could almost virtually see someone on a volume knob. Okay, so this is where the writer in me starts to write fiction. I'm thinking, Céline Flamont said, I will not make the people of Brussels guinea pigs for profit. Okay? Colin Bazarin did. But what's a guinea pig? It's in an observation area. Wouldn't that be neat to put people in the 300 block of Bernard? Because if you let traffic go through and I goose it and a car goes and drives into the lake, I don't know that that's what caused it. But if I have it within a contained area, this is just my imagination going wild, then imagine you've got cameras and you've got a console and someone turns that thing up and it's like, oh, at 2100 granny fell over. Okay, let's mark that down. Wonder what it's going to take for that fit college guy. He hasn't gone down, but a lot of people are wobbling around. That's what I see. Because then here's the second weirdest part. Bonnie Henry says there was an outbreak in Kelowna, well, downtown Kelowna, and she wouldn't say what the establishments were until 4 days later. Outbreak. Okay, 9 positive diagnoses from other provinces. The CDC just reversed their position, I think 3 days ago. They said that you can test positive after your first positive diagnosis 3 months afterwards and still not be infectious. In fact, the CDC said that after the 10th day of symptoms, you will no longer be infectious. So I drew out the flow chart, the yes, no, did you test positive? And I'm like, where would you put a mask? Anywhere on this diagram. And then I thought, where would you put a vaccine anywhere on this diagram? It's obviated. There's no need for it anymore, according to the CDC. So, you know, so why is that there? It's just kind of really bizarre to me. Anyway, but so that's what I think is happening on Bernard, because Bonnie Henry says a number of things. She says it was downtown Bernard. Then 4 days later, she says it was Pace Spin Studio, 4.8 kilometers away. It was Boyce Gyro Beach, 10 kilometers away. And that's not downtown. The only ones that were literally downtown was Cactus Club and Earl's. Oh, was it Earl's? I thought it was Cactus. Yeah, but a lot of them were outside. She could have said Kelowna. She didn't need to say downtown Kelowna. So there's 2 pilot program cities in the world that if you do a Google search under Google, number one will be Wuhan. Pilot program city, okay? And then about a month later, there was coronavirus. We don't have a wet market to eat bats. So here we have this test area. And then July, I think it was 14, Bonnie Henry says, I think pretty much, she said that there is an outbreak of coronavirus in Kelowna. Now, doesn't it make sense? And I'm not saying this is true, and it's probably not. That if you were to test, wouldn't you crank that volume up, see who gets sick, because they're going to get hypoxia? I mean, any of these symptoms that come from microwave radiation exposure are so similar to COVID, it's just very weird, right? They'll wind up in the hospital, maybe needing ventilators. There's nothing wrong with their lungs. They have elevation sickness, right? Because their heme cannot bind to oxygen because the porphyrin is vibrating like an idiot. So those people can't breathe, but it seems like it. So they hook them up to respirators. Anyway, that to me is firing the shot ahead so that they'll have an excuse when people start showing up. That's you know, what I basically thought. So, pardon? Test the blood? Thins the blood, yeah. Anyway, so, and then on the same day, Bonnie Henry says, you know, I suggest the use of glory holes. I was like, wow, that's really weird, because I kind of heard about what one was, but I didn't really know. You know, because I spend all my time being virtuous. And I couldn't believe it. I'm like thinking, wait a minute, that's a stranger on the other side, and these are fluids. So why can't we stand 6 feet apart? We have to wear a mask, but when it comes to putting someone's tallywhacker in your mouth, that's okay. Like, the same lady, you know? So anyway, so that's where we are right now. Now, we're making tremendous progress. I want to have these like things all the time to tell you how far we're going, because we've got great help. I mean, we've just got great support from all of you. Like, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? And I've got, you know, people who say, the first 5G meeting I kind of did, they said, okay, we've got to picket, we've got to march, we've got to burn down towers, you know? And I said, they said, Gary, what are we going to do? Let's all exchange email addresses. And I said, no, let's do nothing. And they said, why do we do nothing? And I said, because it'll come to us. And they go, well, how do we fight this? How do we fight this radiation? And I said, honestly, the best thing that you can do right now is to spend time meditating. Because there's nothing that man can make that'll vibrate higher than you when you connect into the higher vibrational energy source. And this is what's really beautiful. Thank you. This was the most cool thing I'd ever seen. The CIA released a 1983 document, I don't know if you've seen it, it was declassified recently, called the Gateway Method. And the Gateway Method used the Monroe Institute to find out how to vibrate higher. It's called hemisyncing. It's like laser for your brain, when you can get the amplitudes of your left and right hemisphere to actually stack on top of each other, you become so powerful that it literally says that one person in hemisync can take down an entire army. And it said that anybody who has been a Zen practitioner for more than 20 years can achieve hemisync. Well, I started Zazen meditation when I was 12, and I'm 31 now. So anyway, but what I'm saying is that then it said that if people were to meditate together, the wavelength of that communal vibration is, I think, 40,000 kilometers, or half the circumference of the Earth. In other words, it is massive subwoofer, and they can't touch it. They've got this really tiny mosquito-sounding 5G thing coming, and here we come with these big rolling waves of, and it only takes a few of us. And you're already seeing that. I hope you understand that their thing is not going to work. But if you get angry, and if you fight with your relatives over Thanksgiving coming up about it, you're going to go down to their level. You're going to fight with their energy. And you know what I do? I mean, even my kid's mom, you know, it's just like, oh, he had a little bit of cough. I'm going to take him in for testing. I'm like, feel the lower 2 inches below my belly, fill it with air, put my feet in grass. And then she called and said his cough stopped, and, you know, we're not taking him in. I can't emphasize enough the power of meditation in a time like this. Because you guys all know that when you're in the truth, something feels really great, right? Well, right now, Mother Earth, which we're surrounded by, is taking back the power over the world. my daughter was kind of bored, and I said, you know, let's lay in the grass. And she goes, oh, okay, that'll be fun. She wanted to roll all around me. I said, no, honey, lay in the grass, take your shoes off, and let's smile at the sky. And she went, okay, why are we smiling at the sky? And I said, well, because most religions believe that God's up there. And if God was up there and he made all of us, don't you think he'd be a little lonely? Everybody's honking horns or cheering at football stadiums or looking at their phones. Who's smiling back? And she goes, you're right, he would be lonely. So we just laid there on the grass and we smiled at the sky. And it was the most amazing thing. And I strongly urge you to try it because you will do two things. One, I know you all know about grounding or earthing, right? So your feet are on the earth and all of your positive ions go, your free radicals go into negatively grounded earth. But she said, I said, how do you feel right now, baby? And she said, I feel like the earth is my backpack and I'm flying through the universe. Who cares about 5G, right? So when you get that awareness and you're in that part, nothing can touch you. All this other stuff is just noise and it's very, very beneath us. So I know that there's a strong activism feeling because we all learned that in Pisces. Pisces was cause and effect, action and reaction. Go to university, get a degree, get a good job, save for your retirement. What I loved about COVID is it really wiped out all of your expectation energy because, you know, it's like it taught you that action and reaction doesn't work in Aquarius. It's all about synchronicity and letting everything just kind of, you know, fall in front of you. Those of you who ever seen my Wikipedia, you look at my career and go, how the hell did he do that? Because I've made a number of fortunes and really weird things. And I had no backing or anything on any of those. It's just like I just wanted to do it. And that once you start to like ride that wave, I'm glad that I got on that wave early because it allows me to really help people right now who are breaking. I don't know a single person who's had COVID, but I do know two people who have killed themselves. So, and I know two people that died. Oh, May at Thai Terrace, right in the downtown core, dropped dead of a heart attack. So, on the same day as our friend died on the boat. So, we can let 5G fail and watch all the investors. I've been an investor and I know what this is like. They say, we're going to take this, we're going to light up Kelowna, and when we do, we'll make an additional $18 per person per month times 100,000 people and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, all we need to do is finish the... So we're going to need some money to put up towers. You guys have seen towers everywhere, right? Can you tell they're in a rush? Right? But if they can't complete the grid, then it doesn't work. So now, I'm putting out word out there, hey guys, it may not work. So the investors are going to go, is he right? No, we got those Sikh landowners, man. They're in our pocket. $1,500 a month for five years. That's what they're paying them. Can you imagine that? And the tower number one owner is dying of three different types of cancer. You think that's going to go far? Not only that, but tell them that they're making tens of millions of dollars per antenna. You've got quite a bit of a pushback there. So anyway, I love all of the activism and everything like that. Where I think it gets just a little bit where it doesn't serve us is where we keep sending out clips of this and that and did you know this and that. And all it does is it makes us emotional and just makes us upset. I like to just kind of not pay attention to that and stay in my higher vibration, smile at the sky, and keep God company. And when we do that, we become part of the universe. I did a little meditation group with some of my friends. We all went out to Parkinson Rec Center on one of the soccer fields. We all lay down bare feet. And I said, let's all smile at the sky. And it was a beautiful night because it was full moon and there were all these stars. And I said, show me one star that isn't part of the universe. Like we're all part of the universe. We're all in a star. We're on a planet in a star. So to think that we're not at one with all of that is just so crazy. And the universe is completely limited, whereas we are limited. We're only limited by the veneer that the world has put on the earth. Anyway, I'll close with this. My daughter was saying, oh, that's so nice that we're part of the earth. I said, yeah. Honey, have you ever heard of the richest man on earth? Or have you heard the richest man in the world? And she goes, well, in the world. I said, okay, so there's two different things happening here. The world is borders, armies, governments, currencies. When a crow flies from, you know, Spain to Italy, it doesn't know it's crossed the border, right? But we know. The deer doesn't know when it's the 30th and rent is due. So the world is this veneer that has gone over Mother Earth and coated it with masculine patriarch energy in the last 2,000 years. What's happening now is Earth is rising, as is feminine energy. And so what you're seeing now is the Me Too movement. You're seeing the last bastions of Pisces, which were labels and male masculinity. I am the president. I am a celebrity. I am a billionaire. All of those things were important back then, but right now I don't know what my career is, right? So when all of those things dissolve, we go back to Mother Earth, and let's just think about how clever Mother Earth is. Let's say that you think she doesn't have a conscience? What's conscience? It's a vibrational energy to observe. That's all it is. It's vibrational energy. So let's just say that she was smart enough to create this COVID myth by having all these bad guys lock everything down so that they could kind of control everything. But the aftermath was, how many cruise ships that spew out 60 tons of fuel per hour got locked up? How many 115,000 commercial flights a day got grounded? What happened to all the trees that couldn't keep up with all of the carbon dioxide? They have at least a 6-month break right now. So maybe Mother Earth is doing this. I could be wrong. I could be right. No one can prove it. Don't you like that? Oh, well, you got to prove that with pure science. What does Dr. Fauci say about that? I can't prove any of that, but wouldn't that be a cool thing to think that Mother Earth was smart enough to dissolve that overgrid that man calls the world, and we return to the Earth? I think we're starting to feel the beauty of, I can hear the waves lapping from the lake. That's where I go, and that's where we're going to go, and we're going to be much happier when we're away from all this stupid stuff.
Well, that was Gary Fong at the Great Rally in Kelowna on August 29th, just a week ago. I'm going to take my rather short musical break tonight, and I'd like to play a few tunes from Queens of Country Music. This is Paul Thom. You're on the Fighting Side of Me here on OffRightTV.com or WhiteResistanceRadio.com. The lovely Connie Smith.
When you found somebody new, I thought I never would forget you, for I thought then I never could. But time has taken all the pains away. Once a day,
I wish you weren't gone. Stand by your man.
far from, and you're on the funny side of me. Back with you again tomorrow. And I sign off tonight, as I always do, with the anthem of the real Canada, the Maple Leaf Forever. This is Paul Fromm, and you're on the fighting side of me here on altrighttv.com.
In days of yore, from Britain's shore, Wolfe the dauntless hero came and planted firm Britannia's flag on Canada's fair domain. Here may it wave our boast, our pride, and joined in love together, the thistle, shamrock, rose, and twine, the maple leaf forever. The maple leaf, our emblem dear, the maple leaf forever. God save our queen and heaven bless the maple leaf forever. At Queenston Heights and Lundy's Lane, our brave fathers side by side for freedom, homes and loved ones dear, firmly stood and nobly died. And those dear rights which they maintained, we swear to yield them never. Our watchword evermore shall be the maple leaf forever. The maple leaf, our emblem dear, the maple leaf forever. God save our queen and heaven bless the maple leaf forever. Our fair dominion now extends from Cape Race to Nootka Sound. May peace forever be our lot and plenteous store abound. And may those ties of love be ours, which discord cannot sever, and flourish green o'er freedom's home, the maple leaf forever.